Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and hello and welcome to the On this show, I talk about how to expand exploring the world of positive thinking by the law of attraction and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. When we're live on air, give us a call at 347-838-8437. That's 347-838-8437. And when I'm not, you send me an email at Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. So let's get started with our program.
It is March already. I'm telling you, this year is just marching on, and it just amazes me. You know, when you are doing things that you absolutely, positively love, time stands still. I don't know if you've ever experienced that feeling of just, man, ever. Usually it feels like it's forever because something is going on you do not want or you're not happy with or you're at a place you don't want to be. But there are also times when it just seems like time just is suspended because you are in a place of just, the term euphoria came to mind, but not really euphoria. It is just a feeling of peace and tranquility. And, oh, you are just in this wonderful, good place. So I hope today, or that it is my intention today, that you are in a wonderful, fantastic, good place. Because I want and I desire that all people within the sound of my voice understand that our Creator gave us abilities that I've met people who are afraid of them. I've met people who don't believe that we have special abilities. I've met people who have honed and paid attention and are using those abilities and learning how to use them even more. And you go, if you're a first-time listener, you're going, what is she talking about? Well, it's the idea that we have been given the power of the word. And I know that you probably have heard this many times, but you probably weren't quite listening or you weren't quite there in understanding. But you've heard the scripture, as a man thinketh, so is he or she. As you think, that's the way you are. So much has been said about, I'll go back to how a teacher talks to their student. And what a teacher says to that student can either turn a child around or put the child in the dumps and on the path to destruction. What a parent to their child can either move that child forward or put that child on the path to destruction. Because that child at a young age has no way of discerning the words that an adult says, because an adult is an authority to that child. And if an adult says something to that child will say, or mentally, even if they don't say it out loud or they scoff at it, mentally, that child will accept that statement as true. Let me say that again. So if someone of an authority that you believe is smart, is intelligent, they know what they're talking about, you don't think they're ever wrong, and they pronounce a statement on you, 99% of the time you accept it as true. And what happens when it is associated with some type of event, whether that event is great and glorious or embarrassing or demeaning, that particular event and those words are registered by your subconscious mind. Your conscious mind is there and it might be, but that feeling inside of you will register that statement. So let's go ahead and get to our subconscious this morning. If you are driving or operating any type of machinery, I recommend that you stop or you come back and download this and listen to this later when you are in a position to stop and close your eyes and relax. Take a deep breath in and out. Another deep breath in and out. There is, in this universe, a creator who brought into being everything that we see, everything that we hear, everything that we touch, and us. This power and presence has always been and always will be. Everything is created out of it, and it has created, it has contained everything and contains that energy, its life force, everything. We recognize that as human beings, we have been given the ability to discern and to have wisdom, to learn, to add to our knowledge each and every day. Now, whether that knowledge that we listen to and read or experience is truth or falsehood, that is, we have the ability to discern that and find out for sure what it is. No other animal, mineral, or anything has that capability. Only the human species, you and me. You are wonderfully made, made perfect. And through your thoughts and through your actions, you can continue to be in perfection, or you can choose to not. How do you think? Analyze how you think. Analyze whether everything that comes out of your mouth, or 90%, 80%, 50% comes out of your mouth, is negative or is it positive? In this conscious mind of ours, we have
the ability to see things in black and white, either yes or no, positive or negative. But in our larger, our submerged portions, that part of this iceberg that is under the water, and for us that is our subconscious mind, there is no positive or negative. There is no truth. There is no falsehood. It just is. The subconscious mind accepts everything as true. In order to change your life, change your mind, we must change the way we think and our beliefs based on truth, based on fact, and change in such a way that we change our outward circumstances. And by going within and just stopping and closing our eyes and relaxing, and just feel yourself wherever you are, in your chair, in bed, on the sofa, wherever you are, in the car, pulled over on the side of the road. Just feel the way you feel inside. Sometimes it just means that you have to stop. Close your eyes and ask yourself, does this feel right? Does this feel true? Is there any piece of me that doubts? Is there any piece of me that has a question? Is this true about me? About what I see? What I hear, what I feel, and ask, show me the truth. The answer will come. The answer will truly come. And when you find the answer, if it was a false belief, go into meditation and you remove the false belief and replace it with truth. I am a child of the Most High. I am perfectly made. I make great decisions. I can do math easily. I can read easily. I have the desire to learn and grow. And to make myself or to raise myself above where I am today, I have the capability of being a ballerina. I have the capability of being a doctor, a lawyer. I have the capability of being the best hamburger flipper in the world. I have the capability of being a garbage man extraordinaire. And I did not destroy the garbage cans. I put things back. I help the people on my route. I'm a wonderful nurse. I'm a nurse's aide. I'm a teacher's aide. I am the best in the world. This is who I am. This is who I want to be. What is it that I need to know? What is it that I need to do? What needs to change in order for XYZ to happen in my life? What needs to change? What needs to happen? And what needs to change, what needs to happen may not be something you have to do, but something that has to show up in your life. There are things that you may need to do also. But ask. Go in prayer and ask, go in meditation and ask. And so we ask that whatever needs to change, whatever needs to happen, whatever needs to be within our lives to bring forth the things that we desire the most, let us be given the information, or let it happen in our lives. And we ask for these things, knowing that all we have to do is ask and it is done. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, it is done, it is so. Open your eyes and return to the room. What you say can keep you in financial and relationship poverty. Earl Hall, and I don't know Earl Hall, but Reverend Lee Wallach had this quote yesterday in service. And he said, your self-love, self-esteem, and self-worth are constantly broadcasted in the words you speak. Let me say that again. Your self-love, self-esteem, and self-worth are constantly broadcasted in the words you speak. How you feel about yourself? Have you ever stopped and listened to the self-talk you give yourself in the morning when you get up, when you look in the mirror, when you are in a group of people? Do you say to yourself, I am beautiful, I am handsome? Or do you find everything that's wrong with you and emphasize that? Right? Do you have great legs? Do you have great arms? Do you have ears that you really love? Your eyes, your nose, your lips, your neck, your chest, your shoulders, your hands, your brain, your athletic ability or non-ability, but your athletic ability, your ability to be persuasive. What is it about you that you know is fantastic? But if you make a mistake, you are all over yourself. You are just, oh, I'm just so, and I like using words like dumb or stupid or silly or whatever. But the idea is, how do you feel about you? Have you accepted everything that the world has told you about you? And therefore you're always repeating those things to yourself. What did your parents say to you, or your mother, or your father? I know there are some of you out there that parents said things like, you'll never be any good. I only had you because whatever. You were a mistake. You were an accident. Nothing is a mistake and no accident. You were perfectly and wonderfully made. And some of you go, oh, yeah, right. Yeah, you know, I've got a bad back or my hip hurts. Or, oh, yeah, we may have experienced some things in our life that, you know, I got aches and pains too. But mentally, I know that I can heal myself. Your body heals itself all the time. I was working in the yard and I cut a little spot on my hand and it's healing nicely. It hurt and it bled, but it's not still open wound. It's no longer red. It's not bleeding. It's been sealed up. You know, it's just amazing. Think of a wound that you had or a cut that you had, even a paper cut. That, ooh, you know, those things hurt. But eventually, it's closed up. Your skin covers that up to protect the inner part of you. Remember, your skin is the largest organ in your body, and it you heal yourself. New blood vessels if necessary, new skin, you know, and yeah, there may be a mark there, but you are wonderfully made. You are just fantastic. If you don't think of anything else, just say, boy, I did a great job of healing myself. I didn't even have to work at it. I just did that all by myself with no help. I know I'm being funny there, but just think about that. What science has learned, and I'm sharing with you, is that when I say you have the capability of healing yourself, and I'm just talking about a cut or a scratch or, you know, you had surgery or whatever, and your body heals itself. No doctor does that. I didn't say, doctor, heal my hand here. My body did. And what science has proven over and over again is that we have the ability to cure ourselves no matter what it is that we're suffering from. Louise Hay has written a book, and it's basically designed to let you know that you are wonderfully made, and it's called You Can Heal Your Life, and that's Louise L. Hay. And there's an audio as well as the book. And what she did was heal herself from cancer. But when she realized it was her thoughts that gave her the cancer and put the cancer in her life. And yes, we've got chemicals and things that can help aggravate it. But our mental state can help us create it, anchor it in our lives. And we have the capability of curing ourselves. It has been proven over and over and over again. But we have to have self-love. We have to raise our self-esteem in the fact that there are wonderful, great things about us. We are worthy, so self-worth. So many, and I must say women, have put themselves in situations where they are at the mercy of someone. And they've allowed that someone to mentally beat them down and continually hear they're not worth anything. They just need to be barefoot and pregnant and keep my house clean or cook this meal the way I want it done and do things in a certain way. And nobody wants you and nobody cares about you and nobody, and you are. And I say to them, and I'd say that to men too, because you've been spoken in that way also, is that you are valuable and there is something about you that is wonderful. There is some capability within you that is fantastic. And I want you to understand that. Now, in my book, Manifesting the Life You Want, Mind Directed to Abundant Living, I've got a section, and it's called The Science of Changing Your Mind. It's a whole chapter. And here's what I started with. I say, our subconscious minds have no sense of humor. It plays no jokes and cannot tell the difference between reality and an imagined thought or image. What we continually think about eventually will manifest in our lives. And that is a quote from Sidney Madwed, M-A-D-W-E-D. The subconscious mind is the ruler of the world within and controls all subjective sensations such as joy, fear, love, emotions, respiration, and imagination. As you learn to access the subconscious, you become actively connected with the universal mind, God, and are able to connect into the infinite constructive forces of the universe. When you think negatively or absorb negative thoughts from your environment, it is like feeding yourself arsenic in small lots, small doses, until it grows to toxic level. Just imagine, you know, they tell us don't eat apple seeds because there's some arsenic in there, and some people do. Apple juice has the small and little bit of arsenic, and so they tell us that it won't hurt us because it will dissipate before. So don't drink a whole lot of it, in other words, because, yes, some seeds get crushed when they're making that apple juice. So just think of those in small doses receiving that arsenic, right? So there's arsenic in your system now, right? But not at a level that will hurt you. But let me go back to the book. Your life and your health reflect what is mental and emotional poison is creating in the reality surrounding you. So let me go back and say this, what you think, how you feel about yourself, the way you talk. I can never go to college. Why not? There's many of people who have gone to college. They may not have gone 4 years in a row, but they may have earned enough money and paid for a class, gone out and asked for grants and scholarships. And, you know, yes, they've taken out loans. I don't recommend that. Go find a job where they pay for you to go to college. So many people have jobs where they will pay for you to go to college and don't do it. I was the of that for many years. I worked for IBM, and I would take classes, and I would go. I went to the University of Pittsburgh for a while, but I wasn't really serious about it. And when I came to Texas, I, you know, kind of stopped doing that, left IBM. Went to work for HP, and then I said, you know, it's time for me to do this. And through the fund, I was able to go in and go back to college, and HP paid for it. So if you've got that capability, do it. If you want to get out of the situation you're in, stop saying, I need to go there, and find a way to get out. If you're in the middle of poverty, or if you're in the middle of a very bad situation, stop telling yourself there's no way out. There is a way out. Talk to somebody who you can help you get out of that situation. Find someone who is positive in your life and say, I need help for the help. Ask for help in prayer. Inside your prayer, ask for help. Stop giving yourself those small doses of arsenic and make those changes. Live consciously. Live with intentional behavior. If you're not sure if you're living in a negative mindset, find someone around you that you think is positive and ask them to call you on the carpet when you go into that negative mode and to help you learn how to change it around and make it positive. If you're not sure about that and you don't have anybody to do that with, I can help you do that. I have a free 30-minute consultation, and we can just get some clarity in your life. Get some, I need to find out where I need to go. And you can do that. And so how do you do that and get me to help you? Well, you send me an email, and you send it to Beverly at commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly, at commandingyourlife.com. And in the subject line, put breakthrough strategy session. That's breakthrough strategy session. And I will in turn send you a link to fill out a form, and we will arrange to talk for 30 minutes. And please understand, I'm not going to say you've got to engage me. The whole 30 minutes is going to be about you and me talking about who you are and where you want to go and what you want to become. Because that is my purpose. And so that offer is there to you. And if we need to bring somebody else in, then we will research and find out who can help you. Wherever you are in the country, wherever you are in the world, we'll figure out a way to get you moving forward in your life. Many people have taken advantage of this 30 minutes. So I'm engaging you and asking you and gifting you this ability to get crystal clear about your life and crystal clear about how you think about yourself. Your self-love, love yourself. You may be the only one that loves you, but love you. And then be sure and know that no matter where you are in life, no matter what you're doing, no matter whether you're living in the largest mansion or under the bridge, you are worthy. But you've got to get your mindset right so that you can move forward in your relationship. You can move forward in your financial life. There are changes that you can make just by changing what you concentrate on most of the time. So take advantage of the breakthrough strategy session. Again, that's Beverly at commandingyourlife.com. Send me that email with breakthrough strategy session in the subject line, and I will get back to you with the information so that we can schedule that time. So thank you for being with me today.
Thinking, allowing your supply to flow. Are you willing to turn within and you will keep the channel open for the externalization experience according to the following plan. Join me for a 40-day journey to expanding your inward knowledge as a creator of the universe. Go to 40days.commandingyourlife.com. That is the number 40days.commandingyourlife.com. Each morning, you will receive a lesson for the day, beginning with day zero, which introduces you to the program. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your spiritual life and experience the never-ending supply that has been promised to you. Thank you for listening today, and please share the link to this show with your friends and family so that they can learn how to do the best that they can be. Also, visit my website at commandingyourlife.com, including a link to the free monthly Commanding Your Life Circle, where you can ask questions and get insight into your own personal mission. You can also go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com and sign up for free. That's meetup.commandingyourlife.com. Have any questions, suggestions, or know anyone that I should interview? Contact me by emailing Beverly at commandingyourlife.com. 29.